Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. How's everyone doing? Did you have a good weekend? I hope you did. And I hope that your Monday's been kind to you. Before we get started with today's show, I'd like to take a moment and give a shout out to a few fellow podcasters. Hey, y'all. To the guys over at Tales from the Hicks and sup, fam. To Desmond over on the Sippin' and Trippin' podcast. I recently joined a few podcasting groups on Facebook. I'm trying to learn all the tips and tricks that I can to make this show a success. And, you know, the real success comes from the support from my loves out there who tune in every week. I see you, I hear you, and I appreciate you. Now, let's get to it. If you follow me on Facebook, you will have seen a little video of me saying good morning before I went into work on Saturday. I work for an online tire distribution company, and this is our busiest time of the year. It was a typical Saturday. The phones were ringing off the hook. People were ready to wheel and deal. Crack myself up. This particular customer that called in, though, didn't have just tires and wheels on his mind. He was looking for some information on his package to see where it was at, but he was also trying to get some information on your girl. The conversation was kind of like any other conversation. I verified his information, checked on his delivery, and then we just randomly started talking about kids and money. We shared a few laughs, and then he decided to shoot his shot. First, I should explain, my name is Amy, but at work I go by Melissa. There's a few other Amys within the company, so to kind of keep us all sorted out, we all go by different names, because there's only one Amy to rule them all. Although I really should have chosen Alyssa, because that's what probably 90% of people say when I greet my, like, do my greeting over the phone. Except for there are a couple people that have called me Martha. Like, Martha out of Melissa, I don't get it, but I just roll with it, you know? But this particular customer did not miss my name. Oh, no. I'm, you know, thinking I'm winding down the call and it's, you know, about to be time to move on to the next caller. And that's when I hear him say, "Oh, Melissa, you have such a beautiful voice. It's so soothing and calming. Tell me, Melissa, do you work in my city?" I explained to him, I do not. I live in the great state of Indiana. "Melissa, I am being very flirtatious, but I don't care. Your voice is so amazing. Do you have a boyfriend, Melissa?" To which I explain, "Yes, yes, I do. I have a boyfriend. Hi, babe. Love you." "Well, Melissa, you tell him he is a very blessed and lucky man, Melissa. Because if you were single and you lived in my city, I would chase you, Melissa, until you were mine." He mentioned my voice again, and I couldn't help myself. I did a shameless plug for the podcast. I was like, you know, people have often told me before, you have a very pleasant speaking voice. It's very soothing. It's very calming. So I told him I decided to start a podcast based off of that. So here we are today. My day honestly was made after that. I'm still giggling about it today. It's honestly been the highlight of my week. Just people are so random, and like, you get people that you probably wouldn't want to pick up the phone for, and then you get people that make, you know, like, conversations like that. Not that my day was made because someone flirted with me, but just that he just did not care. Like, he was just himself, like, on the phone. And that uniqueness and that I'm just going to be who I'm going to be kind of personality, that's my vibe. And like, when I see that in other people, it makes me happy. Oh, goodness. But it was funny because I was just talking to my mom last week. I was stressed out, and I jokingly mentioned, you know, at the point where I'm at today, I would gladly accept one of those emails where it's a prince who wants to whisk me away and make me his princess. It's funny that the universe was listening and made that happen, but it hasn't listened yet. The many times I've said, I would love to be a millionaire. I would help people. I wouldn't be greedy. I wouldn't be selfish. Or when I have a basket full of socks that there's only one. Seriously, help a girl out. All I want are matching socks. Hopefully that gave you a little chuckle for the day, because it definitely has kept me smiling and laughing, and hopefully the show does the same thing for you. Now, as I mentioned, at work, they do a thing called a question of the week, just try to engage with everybody and everything. And since it's December, it's been Christmas themed, of course. Like, what's your favorite Christmas movie? My personal favorites, I have a couple. We love the movie Elf. Me and the kids like that. We watch it almost every year. But when I was little, my all-time favorite Christmas movie was The Muppets Christmas Carol. I was terrified every time it came for The Ghost of Christmas Past, but I watched it every single year. I think until we wore out the VHS or my mom and dad hid it from me. I don't know. Take your pick. I remember the kids and I, as I mentioned, we've watched Elf before a few times, actually. My favorite thing, I don't remember, I had did something or something had obviously went wrong. And I was like, oh my God, what a cotton-headed ninny muggins. And the twins like whipped around and gasped like I had just dropped the F-bomb in front of them. And I'm like, it's okay, you guys. It's not really a bad word. It's gonna be fine. And so I had found a t-shirt one year, I think at Walmart, that had that on there, and I wore it and they just started cracking up laughing. And it's just little memories like that, you know, that just really make the holidays. And so I was thinking, I was looking through the post and everything, and I was reading all the, like, you know, this is my favorite story that we read, you know, this is my favorite movie that we watch, this is my favorite Christmas song. And I don't think I particularly have a favorite Christmas song. I'm not a big Christmas music fan. I don't mind some Christmas movies, like some of the classics, like How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman. Like, those are okay. Like, they're okay. They're all good and fine. Like, I like those. But I would definitely say that Elf and probably The Muppet Christmas Carol are my absolute favorites. For the very first time last year, I watched A Christmas Story with Sean, and I know I'm probably going to get some hate for this, but I just didn't see, like, what's made it such a, like, a classic, like a cult classic. It was okay. I probably won't ever watch it again, but I watched it to, you know, finally be like, okay, yes, I watched it. I get it. Ralphie, you're going to shoot your eye out. But anywho, I digress. So we also had a topic for that weekly question of, you know, share some pictures of your favorite Christmas decorations. And I searched all through my pictures until I found my absolute favorite. It was a few years after we moved back to Indiana from Tennessee, and it was Christmas time. So in Sunday school, of course, you know, we were learning about the birth of Jesus. My Sunday school teacher had a little craft for us to do while she told us, you know, the story of how, you know, Mary and Joseph traveled and there was no room in the inn, and how baby Jesus was born in a manger. And so during that, we had a craft to make, and it was old-fashioned wooden clothespins, like the kind that had the little wooden circle at the bottom of it that you put the clothes through there, put it on the line, and then that secured it so it didn't fall off of your clothesline. So we had that, and we had some, colored felt. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word there for a second. Some rubber bands and some pipe cleaners, and we made three little wise men for the manger scene, and from the manger scene. And I just remember being so excited to take my little clothespin people down there and show my mom and dad. And they had just little, you know, marker faces drawn on them. A couple of them, like, they have a very crooked smile. But it's all part of the nostalgia, you know, those little precious handmade, you know, kid gifts. And I'm thinking about it and I'm just laughing at all of the memories that are just tied to this nativity scene. So it started out just the wise men. But then every year after that, my dad and I added to it. So the angel was in just a regular, like, felt kind of outfit. And then I was like, Dad, we need to make the angel, like, sparkle. Like, it needs to have a shine to it. So we went in the kitchen and we got some tinfoil and made tinfoil wings for the angel. And for its outfit, it is where, oh God, the angel's dress is robe is made out of candy wrappers. So do you remember the, which I guess they still do them because Nora's done them a couple of times, the candy bar fundraisers, those little dollar candy bars. It's like world's finest chocolate, I think is what they're called. So back in my day, they were not in the plastic wrappers. It was the foil wrapper wrapped up over the candy bar. And then it was a paper wrapper over the top that told you what the candy bar was. And then I think it was like a Pizza Hut coupon or something inside of it like that. So Dad and I, of course, we had a couple of candy bars stashed somewhere. So we ate the candy. You know, it was such a hard task. But then we wiped down like the inside of the wrapper to make sure nothing got funky and got gross. And we wrapped up the angel. And I don't remember where we got the material to make her hair from, but she's got hair now, so it's pretty cool. So we made the angel 1 year, and then the next year after that, my mom had some garland that had little Christmas tree boxes on it. So we snuck a couple of them off of there. That way the wise men actually had gifts. They didn't just have their little felt arms out with nothing to give baby Jesus. Oh, and that was the other thing. There was no baby Jesus. I was like, we have got to fix this. He's kind of like the star of this show, like this whole story, right? So I went digging through my parents' junk drawer. Do you guys have a junk drawer? I know you're probably like, I don't have a junk drawer. Yeah, you've got a junk drawer. You just may not keep it as junky as some people. So anyways, I rummaged through there and I found a wooden golf tee and a pack of toothpicks. And that's when my little redneck ingenuity kicked in. I grabbed my little pilfered supplies and went and got my dad. And I was like, Dad, we got to make baby Jesus. And he's like, okay, we got this. So Dad cut the golf tee down and he cut the toothpicks and I rearranged them together and everything. And after a couple of hot glue and burns and many attempts at trying to get that little crib just right, we finally did it. But then I was like, you know, he can't just like lay in there. He's got to look like he's swaddled. Like that's all part of the story, right? So they have Christmas villages. Hopefully Mom did not notice that there was a little chunk of fake Christmas snow that was missing. We swaddled baby Jesus and we tucked him into his little toothpick crib. And lo and behold, everything was starting to come together. I think it was like the following year, we got some little plastic farm animals and somehow we only have a cow left in there now. And then my mom found an actual manger like backdrop that I think she probably got it at the Goodwill. And so it's a complete story now. You have the little manger scene. You have the three wise men, the angels, Mary and Joseph. You got a cow. You got baby Jesus. Bada bing, bada boom. It's Christmas. And it is one of my favorite decorations. It's not that it's super fancy. It's not that it's, you know, something that you would get at Hobby Lobby. It's not very artistic. But those memories that go behind that, I will always, always cherish doing those things with my dad. Oh, goodness. If you'd like to see a picture of said manger scene, it is available on the show's Facebook page, which is Ridiculous Ramblings, and it's available on the show's website, which is ridiculousramblings.com. Typically on Fridays, I like to do a feature on local music, local businesses on the show. But when I was doing my research, I asked our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, what was the first song that was played on the radio? According to Google, many reliable sources suggest that inventor and radio pioneer Reginald Fessenden played a violin solo of the popular Christmas carol, O Holy Night, as the first radio broadcast that was published on Christmas Eve of 1906. I haven't done one in a while, but I used to do short TikTok videos of me singing Typically, it was in my downstairs bathroom that has really great acoustics, or in my hallway that has pretty killer acoustics as well. And as fate would have it, the first video is actually of the song we just mentioned, O Holy Night. If you'd like to check that out, it'll be available on the show's Facebook page as well. Wink, wink, you should check it out. What are some of your favorite Christmas things to do? Do you guys have like a favorite movie, a favorite song? Is there like a family tradition that you just look forward to every year? Let me know. I would love to hear what you guys do for Christmas. I've enjoyed the posts and everything from work, seeing all the different, just the different backgrounds and things that people come from and like their cultures. Like, this is what they do for Christmas, or they don't celebrate Christmas. They celebrate Hanukkah, or they celebrate Kwanzaa, or they don't celebrate at all. So I love it. I love the diversity of just everything. So that would be my Christmas gift. If you guys would share those things with me, I would greatly appreciate it. Another worthy mention that we still tease my mom to this day about is I was probably, gosh, I want to say like 6 years old, maybe 5 or 6 years old. And my mom was downstairs in the kitchen, and it was after Christmas that it had been over, probably for a month or two. And I came downstairs and I was crying and I was holding a Muppet Babies train set. And I was like, Mommy, can I please play with this? And she was like, oh my God, yes, you can play with that. I'm so sorry, that was supposed to be part of your Christmas present. I know that we do still have that. It is downstairs packed away in my mom and dad's basement. Huh. That might be worth something. And the money doesn't matter. It's not worth the sentimental value that nobody could put a dollar price on. So now every year, like when we go over for Christmas and the kids are opening their presents and everything, we're always like, hey, Mom, did you forget anything upstairs that you need to go and wrap? And she's like, no, I got everything wrapped this year. Oh, gosh. I tend to not wrap my gifts until the last minute. I don't know why. I do this to myself every single year. I will stay up and I will wrap Christmas presents, usually like the night before Christmas Eve, or sometimes I'll have some stuff bagged up. Sometimes I got my life together. Sometimes I don't. Bagged up and put underneath the Christmas tree. But for the most part, I'm usually up until about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Christmas, just wrapping gifts, because, you know, that's just who I am. My sister, however, she is on it. Like, she has got her Christmas shopping done. She has got her stuff beautifully wrapped and stacked underneath a fabulous tree. And also, she is the Christmas cookie queen. She gets everything together and gets all the kids over to my mom and dad's house, and they watch Christmas movies or they listen to Christmas music and they make Christmas cookies. Now, I usually have to work and I don't make it over there for most of the festivities, but I always magically end up there somehow to eat a couple of cookies. I wonder how that works. Speaking of more Christmas goodies and treats, my dad is super excited for Christmas. Why is that? Well, of course, it's because, you know, he gets to spend time with his family and he gets a couple of days off work and everything. But it's because it's eggnog season. My dad absolutely loves eggnog. Like, that is, oh man, eggnog to drink, eggnog flavored candies. Although I don't think he's big like on the eggnog smell. So I don't think you're going to smell him, you know, like a cup of fresh eggnog there. But he'll always have a glass of eggnog when Christmas time rolls around and tries to stock up until it expires after Christmas. So, you know, now that I come to, my parents don't drink. They've never drank alcohol. But they just get, you know, just the pre-made, you know, that's alcohol free and everything. But now that I'm sitting here talking about it, I just realized I've never had eggnog that has alcohol in it. I've only ever had like the dry version, I guess is what you would say. Sean does have a recipe, so who knows? May have to have him make me some special eggnog. Fruitcake. How did I forget fruitcake? That's another worthy mention. I was not a big fan of, really honestly, eggnog or fruitcake. As a kid, I just thought they were absolutely disgusting. But as I've gotten older and I've matured a little bit, I do enjoy a good glass of eggnog, and I definitely enjoy a slice of fruitcake. And like any other dessert that I have, whether it's cake or pie, it has got to be cold. Like, put that in the fridge and almost have a layer of frost on it, and then I'm good to go. I'm just weird. I don't like warm pastries. Like, I like my stuff cold. Well, except cinnamon buns. Those, you can heat those up. I'll be okay with that. But piece of pie, piece of cake, please make sure it's cold for me. I would appreciate that. Cake. Christmas tree cakes. That's where I was going with this. I get distracted. I start talking about food and my mind just gets lost. Fat girl problems. Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes. That is one thing that I also look forward to every year. So does my girlfriends. We went to breakfast right before Christmas last year. And my girlfriend Monica, hola chica, hola. If you don't know Espanol, that's hey girl, hey in Spanish. She brought everyone a box of Christmas tree cakes and also brought us some Christmas tree cake shaped earrings. Now, I don't know if you've looked at any of the pictures or any of the TikToks or whatever I have posted up there of myself, but I don't have my ears pierced, but I do have my nose pierced. And in true Amy fashion, I popped one of those earrings off the little cardboard little container, and I popped it in my nose while everybody else put theirs in their ears, because that's just the type of person that I am. No, I did not wear it out anywhere else in public, and yes, I did sanitize it after I took it out of my nose. I'm weird. I'm not gross. Oh, gosh. Oh, and another one of my favorites are the cherry cordials. Oh, gosh. I seriously have got to stop, or I'm going to have to make a midday dash to the grocery store and seriously regret some of my purchases and my decisions. But what can I say? Christmas, I mean, it's that time of not just family and, you know, traditions, but like celebrating that like nostalgia, those once a year kind of treats and stuff. I hope you get to see your family more than once a year, but if you don't, please take time and enjoy that time with them, and you know, stay off the social media and everything. Like, if you want to take pictures or you want to do a group TikTok or something together, that's fine, but it's only one day a year, right? Like, be in that moment. Put down the phones, put down the laptops and the computers and all your other little fancy doodads, and just relax and enjoy each other. Like, make those good Christmas memories. While I'm sitting here talking about that, I just thought of another one looking up at my ceiling fan. We were over at my mama and papa's house, and we always celebrate our Christmas together on Christmas Eve. That way on Christmas Day, everyone has their time with their own families, and then we always just got together and just had like snacks or something, you know, on Christmas Day. We had opened all of the Christmas gifts, and we were all sitting around my mom's living room. And I don't remember if it was my dad who started it or if it was my cousin Brittany who started it. They're both kind of mischievous, so it's kind of hard to tell. Somebody took a wad of wrapping paper and threw it up in the ceiling fan, and it just like shot across the living room. And then it was a free-for-all after that. People were just throwing anything that they could up in the ceiling fan. And oh my gosh, my mama was so mad. She's like, y'all just can't do nothing. She's like, in here just throwing stuff at the ceiling fan. I hope y'all don't expect me to clean this up. And it's like, no, mama, we got it. We know we made the mess. We know that we'll clean it up. Oh, goodness. So, yeah. I just kind of got struck by a couple of Christmas memories. So, oh gosh, I honestly, when I said it earlier at the beginning of the show, I honestly meant it. Like, please share some of your traditions with me, some of your favorite memories, some of your favorite recipes, snacks, like whatever it is. I want to connect with you guys. I don't want this to be just a show where I sit here and I just ramble on and don't make any kind of connections or anything. I want to get to know you. Like, I want not just listeners, but I want y'all to be my loves. I want you to be my friends. Sorry if I sound, you know, sound needy, but I'm a people person. Like, I love having someone to talk to. And I like being that person that someone else can come and talk to. Like, if you just want to say, hey, girl, hey. Or, you know, if you're having a tough time, reach out to me. I literally am available all the time. I am here for you guys. So if you need something to do this holiday season, like if you got a little bit of a break and it's not when you're supposed to be spending time with your family, if you want to check out the show, I am available on all streaming services, including YouTube now. Or you can check out the show's website page. It does have a couple of links in there as well. Speaking of the show, if you are a regular listener, you know that on Wednesdays we typically do like food reviews. This week we're going to do, someone actually did reach out through the website. See, one of my little Christmas wishes came true. Somebody did reach out through the website and suggested a comment, or left a comment and left a topic for discussion. They're going to be new parents, so we're going to do a little segment on Wednesday a little bit differently. We are still going to talk about food, but instead of rating local restaurants, we're going to be rating pregnancy cravings. So that should be something really fun. So you should definitely tune in on Wednesday. My Google search history has been so random this week. Christmas, pregnancy and parenthood, and platypossum music. If you're confused about that last one, just tune in on Friday. It'll all make sense. Wednesday's episode will drop on Christmas Day, but don't worry, loves, you can listen later. Just like those MySpace photos, it's on the internet where it will live forever. So listen when you can. Well, I think that about does it for today. I hope wherever you're listening from, you're doing well, and you're enjoying that sweet Christmas vacation time. But if you're like me and you're working, I hope your week goes well and people are being kind. Happy present wrapping, and don't forget to check your closet for gifts you may have forgotten. Hey, Mom, love you. Merry Christmas, my loves. And until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.